Okay. Today we are on Daf Nun Hey. We are actually on Daf Nun Hey. We are on the second line, and we not, right? So we just basically explained the Braisa. So we're still trying to figure out when we measure, do we measure Kimoshe Hein, as they are now, or Lichimoshe Hein, like as they were previously. So now we're going to say that the Braisa that we just explained, the end of the Braisa that we just explained yesterday. Today's share is sponsored by the Norrisburg family, Zecher Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shol Pinchas. Shalom Shalom. So we're in the middle of that. Now we're going to go back to that Braisa and try to use that Braisa to prove whether we say Kamoshe Hein or Lichimoshe Hein. So Umina, from the words of Rabbi Lazar, the Braisa itself, we can prove that it's Kamoshe, that we measure the way it was. Because what was the case? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Bar Rabbi Yossi, Abba, my father, Ayanotel Eser Grogros of Mitzoa, he would take 10 Grogros that were in the Mitzoa, which is some sort of clea that they would use to dry out to eat them and to make them into the dry figs. He would take 10 Grogros Al Tishim Shebekakala to pattern 90 that are in the Kakala, which is the clea that you have everything that you measure for first Struma. Those are the moist figs. So he's taking 10 dry for 90 moist. Now, Iyamart Bishlam Alichem Moshe Hein Arminon. If you say that we measure everything the way they were, then everything's fine and dandy. Why? Because what do you have? You measure the way they were, so it's 10 for 90. That's exactly the same. View these Grogros as they were tainted. So it's the same. It's the same volume. Because you look at them the way they were, they didn't shrink yet. But right, so Bishma with Chemoshein Armin and Shapir. Eliyamar Chemoshein, if you look at them now, so then Batir Lahu, which by taking 10 dried ones, you're taking and you're only 10 dry ones, you let the volume is less because they'd already shrunk. So how are you Yotze by taking 10? You didn't take a sufficient amount. So Gemara says, no, Ki Asa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said the name of Elazar, who's the Baal Memra of this, right? Shani Grogros. Grogros are different because holy Yachalu Shulkan, since you can cook them, Ulach Zero Lechemoshein. It's you can bring it back to the original status. So since you can bring them back, that's not. So then that becomes different. But I think that there's no raya one way or another. Just looking right here, you can say this is going to be the way they measure the way they are. Measure the way they are now, because even the way they are now, they're still considered like moist to anim because they could be moist to anim. Right, but I think it's a very lumpish piece of Gemara because it has the potential to have the volume that's sufficient. That's sufficient. That's what we say is enough. So the whole. This is a machlokas. I saw this in the safe way from Menachem Zemba. The safe Totzoskayan. Menachem Zemba's Yurtzai, I think it was last week. Yurtzai Nisan, I think it was Yurtzai. So he claims there's a machlokas between the Ramban. There's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba and the Hilchos Shabbos. We know that in order to be chayav on Totzah, we spent half of Nisan Shabbos on Totzah, there's a shear. There's a certain shear that has to be chayav. So what happens to the owner donor? So what happens if the guy walks out with a grogros that's smaller than the shear, but if you would make it, you know, do what it says over here, it would bring it back to the bigger shear. A chayiv on top. So Machem Zemim says a machlokas, it brings down a machlokas in the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban says the only way you rechayiv is if you actually brought it back to the original shear. If it's like you're saying, look at the Metzias. And the Rashba says no, As long as it can be brought back, based on the Gemara here, as long as it can be brought back, it fulfills that shear requirement. And you'll be chayav. It's big enough. But you look at the potential. That's what Nachum Zemim tries to explain. The machlokas may be totally on whether or not... But you can't. Right, so... Usually, the volumes are the same, one tain and one stain. But you know for sure, if you're making Grogros off a tain, it's the wrong volume. And so Nachum Zeppelin explains, it's in the Simon in Sefer Totzos, Chaim, it's Simon Ches. Simon Ches Ozvav. He says, near the Yashiv is dead, the Hadachidus Rambanzal, the Hamotzi Grover's Mamish, that it has to be, that it went back. He says, there's the two different types of shiurim. There's a shiur for actual shiurim, and there's a shiur that's sort of what Simon said on Sunday also, the concept of Melechus Machshavas. Melechus Machshavas has to make something into a Dabar Chashim. You don't have Melechus Machshavas, so he said when it comes to the shiurim, you're right, the Ramban's in a hole. When it comes to the shiurim aspect, it would grow gross, it's like a te'enim based on our Gemara. It could be brought back to life. When it comes to Melechus Machshavas, it's not Dabar Chashim yet, because it's at moment in time, basically makes your split, but he doesn't apply everywhere else, everywhere he just applies it to Shabbos. But the Rashba holds that, no, you look at the Gemara, take the Gemara literally, and it's even though it's smaller, if you could cook it, it'd become bigger, you view it as if it's bigger, and therefore you'd be chayim. So another thing, that there was a Shaila on, in the times of the Chacham Sofer, where there was an Eruv. They only made the Eruv around three sides, because the fourth wall was the ocean. Look, it was a body of water. Okay, and then came the winter, and the whole body of water froze. And you can walk on it. So now it's not an ocean anymore. Now it's not a body of water anymore. So maybe. So some said, no, based on our Gemara, because the body of water is supposed to melt, it has potential to melt, so therefore it's still considered a body of water, and you don't need the air over there. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Gemara brings a brisa. The brisa says, "Tormin te'enim al ha-grogros." You can, if you have grogros, you can take te'enim to part of the grogros. You can take 10 te'enim for 90 grogros. Only if it makom shirigivim lasos te'enim grogros. Only in a place where they typically make te'enim into grogros. So then the kohen, I guess, would get into te'enim. They typically make it into grogros, so you can use one for the other. Below grogros al te'enim, but you may not take grogros for te'enim, but feel of the makom shiragilim lasos te'enim grogros. Even in a place where you typically make te'enim into grogros, you still cannot take the grogros on te'enim. You cannot consider the same min, for basically the Gemara says the reason being is because you have to be tomer min a yofa. You have to take the better portion. And I guess moist te'enim are better than, I don't know why that means it's one's better than the other, because if you're making grogros, then that's what you want, so that's better. But it's tomerim below grogros ala te'enim. So Amr Mar, so what's the deal? Tormim te'enim ala grogros. You can take the enim ala grogros, but makom shiragilim asos te'enim grogros, but makom shiragilim in. If you typically make grogros from the enim, then you can be torim. But the makom she'en ragilim lo. But makom that you don't typically do that, you can't do it. So the makom says, hey, chidon, what's the case? If you can kohen, if we're talking about a place where you have the kohen is standing right before us, meaning not right now. We have no kohanim here in the room right now. So the ika kohanim, makom she'en ragilim my lo. So even if it's not ragil, to make them, why can't you give it to them? V'hatznan, makom sheish kohanim, torim in ayota. When there is kohanim, when there's a kohen there, you give him the better thing. So you give him te'enim, which is apparently the better, because objectively it's a better fruit. You give him te'enim. So even if it's not the derech of this place, to make grogros, give him te'enim. What's the problem? They either lack the kohen, right? So on my low, so it must be that there is no kohen, right? So no kohen, so aim a sefer. Well, look at the sefer. The sefer said, below grogros ala te'enim, you can't take grogros for te'enim, but feel the makom shirug yulas te'enim grogros. Even if it's not the verse says, but eat the lek kohen on my low. Why can't you? But hatanan, makom shirug kohen, torah minim is kain. If there's no kohen, you're supposed to take truma to set aside an item that's going to last. And I guess the grogros is going to last longer. It's already dried out. So elav shita de ika kohen. So the safe was talking about a case where there is a kohen. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So ratio the leka kohen safe with the ika kohen. Now you're splitting up the case in the brisa. First case in the brisa says there is a kohen. Second case in the brisa is talking about a case where there is no kohen. All right, other way around. First case in the brisa is talking about a place where there is no kohen. Davis talking about the case where there is a kohen. So the Gemara says, "Reish the lack of kohen b'seifa the kohen in." Yeah, reish the lack of kohen b'seifa the kohen. We could do that. We could split that up. So now the Gemara is going to say, "I'll say it outside." Basically, there's another shita in this mission in Trumos. There's a shita of Rabbi Yehuda who says, "No matter what, you always take from the better piece." So it doesn't make a difference if there's a kohen, there's not a kohen. If there's, you know, if you've ruggled into it or not ruggled into it, you always take the better portion. So The Gemara could have simply said, oh, the Mishnah represents two different sheetahs. Not that they're dealing with two different cases. It's just the Reisha is the Tanna Kamma, the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is basically asking, so why don't we do that? So the Gemara is going to answer, it's better to establish the Mishnah as two different cases than to create a machlokas that's not listed. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So Amar HaPapa, Shema Mina, you see from here, Dachkinan Umokminan Masnisen Betrei Pami, it's better to make a Dichuk Bakuk answer and establish the Mishnah as dealing with two separate cases, below Mokmina Betrei Tanai, and not to say it's dealing with two Tanai. We don't want to make a machlokas unless there's explicitly a machlokas. It's better to say that the two separate cases. Right, Rashi says, betray Tanai, kagon hacha, the armina ratio of the lack of kohen v'seifa the ikkohen, the low moki betray Tanai, the low armina ratio of the seifa the lek kohen. You could have said that the ratio of the seifa is not a kohen. Ude kaparcha b'hatanan, we have a question on that Mishnah, right? You could say Tanaihi, betray Tanai peligi b'hachi. They even made the machlokas Tanai. The machlokas is based on this. The Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So it's better to make a dafuk case than to make a machlokas. That's I guess the Derech HaLimud part of today's shiur. Fine. Next, back to Menachos. Okay, so in the previous Mishnah we said that all the Menachos, other than the Lachmei Toda and the Shtei Lechem, are made as matzah. You can't make them. You can't have them become punished. So now the Gemara is going to explain the halacha of how you need and how you bake and how you prepare the menachos that have an Isra Chametz, which is all of them except for those two. He says, Kol HaMenachos, all the menachos, right, that are baked, Kol HaMenachos, Niloshos B'Poshrim. They are kneaded with lukewarm water. Not warm water, not cold water, lukewarm water, because the hot water will make them rise too quickly, and the cold water, they say, the cold water will just be mefarik to butzik. It ruins the mixture, right? But it clumps it up. Okay, so we do it here. We do it with lukewarm water. We do it with lukewarm water. What the Rebbe said? We do it with lukewarm water, and therefore, what? Okay, so we lotion the poshrim. And then, since they're in poshrim, so the Mayan poshrim is going to make it be easy to rise, and make it become chametz. So mishanron, you have a halacha that you have to wash them shelo yachmitz. You have to watch them, so they don't become chametz. That's one thing. That because you cannot bring chametz on the mizbeach. But also, then hichmitzu shiareha, if the leftovers becomes chametz, which is the part that's given to the kohen, you let them become chametz over below saseh. You violate a law. You're not allowed to let the leftovers become chametz. It's interesting that the Torah doesn't mention anywhere that you have to put the water into the mincha. It doesn't say anywhere. It's supposed to put shemen into the mincha. Don't say about that water. So, two ways I saw is, number one is that, well, if you don't put water in, you only have oil, you're not going to make it, it's not going to come into a dough. You don't put enough oil to make it to turn it into a dough. You have to put some other liquid to make it into a dough so you can be able to bake it. He said, number two, working a little backwards, based on the fact that we have a halacha, that you have to watch it, that it doesn't become chametz. Well, if you're not putting water in it, then what's the issue? The halacha is, you must make sure that this doesn't become chametz. Well, you can never watch something not to become chametz, it doesn't have the potential to become chametz. Therefore, you must put it in water, so it has the potential to become chametz, and now you can retain the mitzvah of making sure that it doesn't become chametz. That's an interesting point. I don't know. It doesn't give us a shiur. Because the Torah is saying the only way you can watch something to make sure it doesn't become chametz is if it has the potential to become chametz. The same thing with matzah. Matzah can only be used on Pesach. Matzah can only be used by an item that can become chametz. If it's not going to become chametz, it can't become matzah. If it's not going to become chametz, you have a kind of mitzvah of watching until it doesn't become chametz. Okay. The in yachmitzah shayreh obelo saseh. So now the Gemara is going to go back. We just said you have to watch them that they don't become chametz. How do you know that? Shenamar, because the pasuk says about your prepared base. Anything that you're brought as a mincha to Hashem, which is talking about the part that goes on the Mizbeach, cannot become chametz. Now, the Mishnah continues, V'chayav, right, Yechayav Malkus, the person who's making the mincha, is Chayav Malkus, right, if he lets the mincha or the Shirayim to become chametz, he's chayev few sets of matos. He's chayev, if he left to become chametz, he's chayev al lishasa, about mixing, alaf arifasa, I guess that's making the form of the bread, but alaf yasa, and then baking it. Because in each part of the process, he's chayev another set of matos if he does it and lets it become chametz. I'm not sure if that means if he lets it become chametz and then continues the process, he's chayev then, or if he does yafiyah when it's chametz. Like, what happens if he does the lisha, does the aricha, and then he lets it become chametz right before the yafiyah? Is he now chayev for the lisha and the aricha also? Chalkas? Anyway, have fun at the airport. So we know any meaning. Where do we, now we're going to go back, and we're going to talk about the case that the Shirayim. We just had the Mishnah brought us the source for the first part of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to bring us the source for the second part of the Mishnah about the Shirayim. So we know, honey, mili, that your Chayiv Malkos, right, if you let it, the Shirayim become chametz. So Amar Reish Lakish, what the Lakish says, the Amar Krux, the Pasuk says, Lo Se'afeh Chametz Chalkam, Nasati Osa Me'ishai. Don't bake it to become chametz, right? Afilu Chalkam, right? Chalkam is their portion, the portion of the Kohanim. Even the portion of the Kohanim cannot become chametz, cannot be baked as it's chametz. The Gemara says, wait, typical Gemara, why are you learning that from it? We need that pasuk to learn something else. No, that pasuk comes to teach us we need it for the following thing. The following verse says, right, quotes the pasuk, lo se'afeh chametz, you may not bake it and it to chametz. So ma tamid lomar, what's it coming to teach us? Because halok far nemar lo se'aseh chametz. It already says the pasuk that the Mishnah quoted lo se'aseh chametz. So what do I have lo se'afeh chametz? I already can't make it chametz. Of course I can't bake it into chametz. What's the extra pasuk? Lo se'aseh chametz. Halok far nemar lo se'aseh chametz. Mefisha nemar lo se'aseh chametz. Once it says lo se'aseh chametz, if they would have just said only that, yachol lo yechayev el achas akula. Maybe I only be chayev one set of malchus for each part of the baking process, and I made it into chametz. Right, Talmud Lomar Lo Se'afeh Chametz. So therefore, the Torah comes as Lo Se'afeh, right, which pulls it out from the klal. Lama Yitzus. Why does it, right? Lo Se'afeh Afiyah B'Klal Haisa was already part of the klal of Sa'aseh. Part of the process is Afiyah. So why is it coming out? The Lama Yitzus LaHaki Shaleh, to make a hekesh between it and all other aspects of the preparation. Ma Afiyah Miuchada Shimasa Yechidhi. Afiyah is special, is singled out because it's an individual act. It's a special chashuv act, right? The chayavim alev b'nei atzma, and it's chayav independently. If you bake it into and you boil it's chametz, you chayav. Af ani avi lishasa barichasa the chol ma'isi yichidi shaba. So too, I'm going to bring in every other important part of the baking process to say that you chayav independent set of matzos. If you do all three of them, you chayav three sets of matzos, not one general set of matzos for preparing a chametz. The Gemara says, "Ma'isi yichidi shaba." What's that? It interjects. The Mishnah interjects. The gisuyin kikuf. I think that means is that sort of the matzah makes practice also is that you take the big dough, and break it down, cut it into smaller pieces. I think that's what it says. Cutting it into smaller pieces. So that's also a ma'isi yichidi. You be chayav malchus, right? Who ma'isi yichidi? The chayavim alav b'fnei atzmo. So each case you chayav b'fnei atzmo. So the pasuk. Reish Lakish said the pasuk is teaching us that even that involves the shirayim, but the Gemara is now saying I need that pasuk to teach me that you get individual sets of malchus for each part of the baking process, and so I don't have a makor to teach me about the shirayim, about the part that the kohen eats. So the Gemara says no, anan mechelkam kamrina. The Gemara says, and we darshan the isur for shirayim from the word chelkam. The pasuk said right. Well, the pasuk that Reish Lakish brought down was what. Lo se'afeh chametz chelkam. So we were focusing on the lo se'afeh chametz. And we said, no, we can't. We need it for something else. Reish Lakish says, I'm not talking about the lo se'afeh chametz part of the pasuk. I'm talking about the word chelkam. I learned from the word chelkam that even, because chelkam means their portion. So from chelkam, I learned out that even chelkam cannot be chametz. So the Gemara said, fine. So the Gemara now asks, the emo kule lahakhu da'asa, maybe we'll say that the entire drasha of that pasuk is talking about chalkam, that there's an issur of shirayim. Basically, now the Gemara is asking the other way. How will you look at the way the flow of the pasuk? It says, lo safed, talking about the chalkam. It seems to be talking about the shirayim. So why is the Brisa learning this to go back to teach me that you get individual sets of malchus? It makes more sense to say it's talking about the shirayim. So The Gemara says, in Cain, lichtov, chelkom lo seif ha-chametz. You should have had chelkom done first, right? Grammatically, would have been better. That would have been the object of the sentence. Chelkom lo saseh chametz. You can't make their portion should not be made chametz. But instead, my lo saseh chametz chelkom, don't make chametz, then chelkom. It's misplaced. I want to say it's misplaced. Shemas minotarti. It's not misplaced. It's put there purposely to learn two things. To learn the drasha of the brisa, teaching of chayav matzah, each important process, part of the process, and also teach Reish Lakish's din that the shirayim cannot be made chametz either. Well, if you leave water in it long enough, it's going to rise. So that's the problem. You only be violated if you let it become chametz. You have to do I don't know the baking process, but you have to make sure, you have to deal with it, constantly deal with it, so that the shirayim do not become chametz. Yeah. Right. Well, that was the question I asked before. I'm not sure if that's the case. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. That was the question I asked. I don't know. Maybe the halacha is that you have to be on guard to make sure that it does not become chametz. And if you were not on guard, it did become chametz. So everything you did along the process was not done appropriately. So you have malchus. I'm not sure. He says here, what does he have here? He says apia, lisha, arichasa, and also kituf. He has four in his brisa. Okay, so Gemara says the ema. Why are you saying that? Based on that, we said apia was yotze to teach me that every other halacha, every other important part of the process is chayav malchus. The ema fear the part by Rachmana lichayiv chada and in the chayiv chada kulu. Maybe a fear comes out to say it itself is really important, and therefore it would be chayiv malchus. But all the other parts of the process, you'd only be chayiv one set of malchus. So the maximum you can have is two, as opposed to four that we had in the brisa. So Gemara says no, can't be because mishum dahabe davar shahayu bichlal. It was something that was in the cloud, right? It was lo saaseh chametz. That's a cloud. The yotzim in a cloud lulami. And then it was pulled out of the cloud. And we say every day by Rabbi Shmuel, right? Lo lama lachma yotza, el lama lachma kul yotza. If something's in the cloud, and then it gets pulled out of the cloud, to teach you something, it's not teaching about itself, it's teaching about the entire cloud. So, the cloud is lo saseh chametz. The afia was in that cloud. It came out of the cloud. It's not coming to teach you only something about itself. It's coming to teach you about the entire cloud. So the entire, just like the afia by itself would be chayav a set of malchus, so to everything in the cloud, which is what we call maisa yechidi, would be chayav a set of malchus if you have become chametz. Where do you take the leash out of the cloud? It doesn't say lo tilasheh. The leash is only coming in from lo saaseh chametz. It's only in the cloud. Lo saaseh comes. Lo saaseh means the entire process. Then we pulled out one act of the process, baking. So it's coming to teach about the entire cloud. There's no place that I didn't see a pasuk that talks about the leash by itself. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You're saying it's kol yatsum in a cloud, kol, right? The kol, shahayu b'klal, but yatsum in a cloud. Maybe it's a cloud of prat, right? Maybe you say the ema, it's a cloud of prat. If it's a cloud of prat, the halakha of a cloud of prat is it's focused only on the prat. So that you have a cloud, and then you have a prat. So we're only talking about the prat. That's what the Gemara said. But, right. Okay, the prat. So the ema, lo saseh cloud, don't make the chametz as a cloud. Right? And lo safez prat, and klalu prat, aim a klal, elamashim a prat. If you have a klal and a prat, then you only learn, the only thing that's involved in there is the actual prat. And if rafia in would get malthus, and midiachmini lo, and nothing else would get malthus. The Gemara says, no, we can't say that, because the klal of prat here is very distant from each other. What we said in the pasuk that says about lo safez chametz is in Vayikra Perek Beis, and the pasuk of lo, that's lo safez chametz. And the pasuk of lo sa'afeh chametz is in Perek Vav, four prakim away. So that's what. So Amar Rav Ap Toriki. Right. There's a gzeiros custom in how you do it. If something's in the klal and comes out, it makes sense wherever it is. It came out. But a klal of prat to judge things, I don't know. I'm not going to make a svar. I don't know what the svar is. It's limudim. So Amar Rav Ap Pitrovi mishum dahavi klal of prat hamuruchokin zemizeh. They're very distant from each other. They call klalu prat hamurufakim zemizeh ain't done in osan the cauliflower. You can't make a cauliflower unless they're near each other. I don't know what the gather is, what's considered near or what not. I think it may be also Indian. But, what? No, Hekesh applies even to Kol Torah. You can make a Hekesh anywhere, no? Oh, Gary Zer Shabbos everywhere, right. I don't know. So the Gemara says, I saw it too, the Sfas Emes explains that, why can't you do Kvalu Prat, that's Mulukhakim. So he says, because if you hold a Muktam Amukar Shabbat Torah, so just because something's written later, doesn't necessarily mean that it came later. So Kvalu Prat has to only be if the Kvalu came first and the Prat came later. With a Muktam Amukar Torah, the things are very separate, so then maybe the, what you consider the Prat came first. It's not a Kvalu Prat, it'd be a Prat to Kvalu. So, but if it's in the Oso Indian, I guess maybe in the same Parsha or the same Pasuk, where it's clearly talking about something that took place, that was written or said at one time, so then you can say Kvalu Prat. It's nice. You have to come onto the concept of a Muktam Amukar, which is not the agreed to by all Rishonim. But it's a nice answer. Okay. Tosfos brings down that there's a Gemara in the Sefer Nida that says we do use Kvalu Prat even if them Ruchakim Zemizem. That seems to go again. It's a kasha on that Gemara in Nida. It's Rava. So he says it was the same tension that we have is what's the distance that's acceptable. So maybe we just our case the Kvalu Prat the same pasuk and Rava in the Sefer Nida hold the Kvalu Prat would work if it's even also Indian. But once like in the same parsha, but once you leave the parsha, not like Parsha Lefa. I mean, the small, real parsha. Once you leave that parsha and you go somewhere else, then you don't say, you can't say Kvalu Prat. But the Gemara asks, is that really true? Masiv, Rav Adda Bar Abba, right? We just had a cloud, right? Rav Hotchok, you say, we're not done Kvalu Prat, but Rav Adda Bar Abba is going to learn out from Brisa that seems to indicate that we would learn Kvalu Prat, even if they're distant. So Masiv, get the whole cup for this one, though. Masiv, Rav Adda Bar Abba, but Amri La Kedi. Some say it was either Kedi. Kedi is either the name of a person or we don't know. It's like anonymous, right? B'chlal u'pratim u'chakim zemizeh ain't done enough some klal u'prat. Is it really true that we're not judged klal u'prat that are distant from each other? Nasanya, we have the following braisa. This is talking about by the soyhar nasi, right? Who brings a korban for his fate. Pasuk says v'shachat oso, you shech that seir, that's a chatas. V'shachat oso b'mekom asher yishchat es ha'ola, at the same place where you shech the ola. Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem katasu tzachatas. You shech this soyer nasi, the same place where you shech the ola. Where is that? The heichan ola nishfetes. You all know. But tzafon, it's in the north part of the azara. Right? Machlok is where the north is. Wherever the north is, it's in the north part. So avzeh, so too, the seer katas of the nasi is betzafon, as shechted in the north part. The Gemara says, the chi anu mikan lemeidim, do we learn that the shechita soyer is in the tzafon from this pasuk? We have a pasuk, the general cloud by all korbanos chatos, the makom asher tishafet ha'ola, tishafet ha'chatos. You, all of korbanos chatos are shefted in the place where the ola shefted, which is the tzafon. So Gemara says, ha'olam l'mazeh yotza, why did this come out? The shir nasi come out of the cloud, right? To tell me again that it's shefted in the place of the ola. Likovo, shim lo shachat oso b'tzafon p'solo. To teach me that it's ma'akib b'di'evet, mashma all other chatos, it's not ma'akib b'di'evet. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ata omer l'kach yotzos. You're saying that this is the reason why it came out of the klal? Ela shezeh ton tzafon, the ein akar ton tzafon, meaning that only this one is ma'akib if it's not shefted in the north, but all the other chatos, if b'di'evet is going to be good if it's not shefted in the north? No, it can't be. Talmud Omer comes to the pasuk and says, b'shachar es ha'chatos b'mkoma ola. It says you have to shech the chatas in the place where the ola shechted. Zeb bana'av, that makes a klal, a rule, a bana'av, the kol chatos, shetu unos tzafon, that all chatos are tong tzafon. So that's the brisa. So what's akasha? Akasha is going to be klal uprat, they're distant from each other. So here's the question. So taima, the reason that we learn that all chatos require shechit on the tzafon is specifically the kasav rachmana v'shachat es ha'chatas v'makam ha'ola. You shech the chatas in the place of the ola. How lav hachi, had we not had this pasuk, hava amina, I would have thought, zed ta'om b'tzafon, that only the soyer nasi requires tzafon, mein acher ta'om tzafon, and no other kalach, no other case would have been died tzafon. So, but why? Umay taima, why? Lav mishum dahavi klalu prat. It must have been because of a klalu prat, right? Because if one pasuk says the makom teshaker olad shaker achatos, and then it says v'shaker oso, so we're in a klalu prat with the klal of all achatos, the prat of the sir nasi, and you would have learned that only the sir nasi requires sofon. That's why we had to have another pasuk to get rid of, to dispel that concept. We had another pasuk to tell me that all achatos required sofon. Had it not been for that other pasuk, all other korbanos achatos would not be required sofon. Even though the pasuk says it does, because it would be a klal of prat. But those psukim are distant from each other. Right? The avma gaz de meruchokim zem yizeh. So done also the klal of prat. You would have judged it with a klal of prat. Right? Because we have three psukim, right? We have the pasuk by the seer nasi, which is shakat oso, v'makom asher yishkat eso olaf neshem katasu. It already says, v'makom asher tishkat eolaf shakat achatas. And there's there, and another pasuk says, v'shakat achatas v'mkom olaf. So if we would have had only two psukim, we would have said klal uprat, and only the sir nasi would have been in the tzafon. That's why we need the third pasuk. So the third pasuk has come to get rid of the klal uprat. But where would this klal uprat have been? Would have been too distant. It would have been distant from each other. So you see, we're worried about that, which means we do learn klal uprat that we're fucking zemi zeh. The Gemara says so. Maski flow Rav Ashi pushes away this kasha. Maski flow Rav Ashi halt klal upratu. That's not just stama klal uprat. That's pratu klalhu. Look at the order. It would have been a pratu klal, right? Nasa klal mosif ala prat bisrabelu komili. It would have been a pratu klal, because what we would have had the pasuk of the seer nasi first, and then you could have had another pasuk coming afterwards. So it would have been a prat, and then a klal. Pratu klal goes on to the entire klal. Ella, right, v'nasa klal mosif ala prat bisrabelu komili. Then everything would have been included. So the Gemara says, Ella, tana osoka koshile. What do I need the prat for? So, Osoka Koshle, Bahak Damar. O Enu Ella Shazet Safon, and Akaton Safon, the Kasa Rahmana Oso. That's the question. The problem at the right side of it says, Oshoka Oso. Oso is a very limited language. I'm not talking about Kala Prat, anything like that. So, it says, Oshoka Oso. Oso and nothing else. So, that's why the Pasuk says, so that's why the look at the Bryce, when it's going back and forth, maybe this one only, or to supply to all other cases. It's not hocking back and forth because of the klal uprat. The Brisa has this problem because of the word oso. Oso is a very limited lashon, so it should be oso and nothing else. So therefore, then the Brisa says, no, we have the other pasuk that says that in this case oso is not limited because we have the other pasuk that teaches me that all korbanos chatos have to be makom ha'olah. Okay, the Gemara says now, right? We're learning oso. That now that we have oso, so the hashdah did not go lay min v'shachat esachatos, right? But now, if I'm learning everything from that other pasuk that says you shech the chatos in the makom, we shech the ola, why do I need the oso in the pasuk by the seer nasi? Don't have oso, and I know it's in the north because of the other pasuk, right? It says the hashdah did not go lay min v'shachat esachatos oso limute mai. What's oso coming to be mai? What are you learning from the word oso? The Gemara says, Limu'ute, we read the simon, Limu'ute, Nachshon, V'shachat, Oph, V'Pesach, Simon. Right? Limu'ute, Oso, B'tzafon, the Ain, Si'ir, Nachshon, B'tzafon. Si'ir, Nachshon meant is the Karbonos that the Messiah brought to the Chanukas of HaMizbeach. It's called Si'ir, Nachshon, because he was the first one. Nachshon, Ben Aminadav. Right? So those Karbonos, those 12 Karbonos, did not have to be born in the north. All Si'ir, Nasiim typically would be born in the north in the future. But the seer that the Nasiim brought on day 1 through 12 did not have to be in the Tzafon. Now, why would you have thought that they did have to be in the Tzafon? Right? Sogatai Techamina, Hoel V'is, I guess because it's different, Hoel V'is Rabbe Le'inyan Smicha. Since the seer Nachshon had it be like the seer Chatas Nasi, the Gabi, the kind of Smicha, V'is Rabbe Nami Le'inyan Tzafon, so we also should have the same halacha regarding Tzafon. Kamash Malad, that the seer Nachshon, despite the fact that it's the seer of Tzachatas brought by a Nasi, did not require Tzafon. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, Usmicha, the fact that it requires Smicha, Gufa Minolon, how do we know that the seer Nachshon required Smicha just like the seer Nasi? The signing, the following verse explains, it says by the Chatas Nasi, the Samach Yodo al Rosh HaSoyer. Why does it say Rosh HaSoyer? We're talking about the Soyer in the Pasuk. It could have simply said, V'samach yodo al rosho. So what's Hasoyer? I know they're talking about the Sar. What's Hasoyer? L'rabos Seir Nachshon L'smicha, that comes to include the Seir Nachshon that also required smicha, and therefore since it required smicha, Yudafur also required Tzafon, Kamashma does it. That's Dibi Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Rabbi Shimon says, L'rabos, Seirei Abos Hachav L'smicha. The Seir, the Seir, in the Pasuk of Chatos Nasi, is not talking about the Seir Nachshon, it's talking about, in the future, it's the Seirei Chatos that B'nai Yisrael would bring if they were Ovid Abos Zara B'shogim. That requires smicha. I mean, the Kohen Gadol would be so much yado on that Seir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, from Seir Nasi, we can learn out that Seir Nachshon had smicha. But we don't have it for Rav Shimon, which we'll pick up tomorrow, I guess, that where Rav Shimon learns that you had smicha over there.
Okay. Not beautiful.